Hey folks, how's it going? You've got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. It's Thursday, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for Listening Party, the music department's weekly music show. My name's Jasper. I'll be hanging out with you for the next hour or so. I never really mention this, I always forget, but our theme music is by one of my favorite local bands, The Real Ponchos. A song called Stranger Days from their most recent LP, Sunshine, yeah. Got a cool show this week. Been pretty busy. I'm not gonna lie, guys, I'm having kind of a hectic week with Shindig happening every Tuesday night this month, and this week is Student Power Week, so if you've been tuning in at noon, we've had bands every day. Tomorrow we have two bands performing live on CITR at 4 and 5 o'clock, so I've been doing a lot of sessions this week. But I still managed to put a show together for you. We're starting off in the Midwest, all the way over to Omaha, Nebraska, a band called Thick Paint. Put out a record late last year called A Perennial Approach to Free Time. Excellent title. Sort of a post-punk guitar riffy quartet with really distinct vocals. But this is definitely a band's band. Great arrangements, great musicianship. The song's called Season of Change.
Love.
That's Thick Paint, Season of Change. What great guitar sounds, eh? Great. What a distinctive vocalist. I really like that record. A Perennial Approach to Free Time. Spent some time with it all the way from Omaha, Nebraska. And this next artist, I don't know where they're from. I couldn't figure it out. It's an artist named Cameron Liu, who performs under the name Ginger Root. And we're going to listen to a song from their album, Mahjong Room. A song called Ohio. Reminds me of a little bit of Wolfpack, a little bit of J-Som. It has that sort of smooth, saturated, almost like lo-fi but hi-fi sound that's like that's really, really popular right now. Check it out. Funky song, Ohio by Ginger Root from their album Mahjong Room. I've always wanted to learn how to play Mahjong. Half my family's Chinese, and I know that my aunts and uncles dabbled a bit in Mahjong. I've come home. I remember coming home a couple times as a kid and seeing my aunts and uncles and my dad playing Mahjong at our house. But it's been a long time since I've seen anyone whipping out the Mahjong, and no one ever spent the time to teach me, so I'm still ignorant into all things Mahjong. I don't know anything about it, but it always seems like the kind of game that takes a long time. It's like you set a day aside to play Mahjong or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But if anyone wants to play Mahjong with me or teach me how to play, that would be awesome. Anyways, up next, an artist named Vagabond. Vagabond, this is a self-titled release. The artist's real name is Letitia Tamko. They're from New York City. This is their second album, which they released on Nonesuch Records last year. Self-produced and almost entirely self-performed. It has been almost unanimously praised by critics. I like this album very much. I think it has a very subtle and understated and intimate tone. This first song that we are going to hear is called Every Woman.
with a bill and it'll reach its peak. All the women I meet are tired. They just kick up their feet prior to my sitting dawn, sitting dawn, yeah. I belong to no one. You tried hard to be mine. I won't ask permission from you. We reserve the right to be full when we're on our own. No, I'm not with a bang, and it'll reach its end. All the women I meet are fired up. They get ready to kill with their love. No, we're not afraid of the war we brought on, and we're steady holding down the fort. Evening starts when I'm done. It won't be long before all the women I meet are tired. They just kick up their feet prior, 'cause we're not afraid of the war we brought on, and we're steady while holding you all.
Cruising across the border, I know. Fundrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out?
It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our Fundrive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy. Boing. Yep.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Yep, you're back on CITR, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. Name's Jasper, the show's listening party. You just heard a couple songs. There was Every Woman by Vagabond from their outstanding album Vagabond. And we went right into John Common, whose real name is Jim Cumming. He's from Edmonton. The song was called Change Your Mind from an album called Crawl. I love his sort of baritone croon. That album has some significant contributors, such as Samantha Savage Smith and Chad Baden Galen. It's dark, it's croony, it's great. Moving right along, we're going to spend some time in Quebec and maybe hear some French songs. I've got this tune queued up here. Band called Le Noir. It's a trio that formed in, they formed in New Orleans, I think, and then relocated to Montreal. And they released a single called VHS, which stands for Viral Hype Singer. And they released a French version titled Vivement Hype Social. And I think we should listen to the French version because we don't hear a lot of French music on the station because we're in the West. So here we go. This is Vivement Hype Social by Le Noir.
I just got here and I think I'm losing signal already. Hello? Can you hear me now?
tu pètes un câble. Mets ta tête dans le sable. Tu suis toujours le hype social. Mais le GPS, donne-tu la bonne adresse? La bonne adresse.
That song is all over the place. I don't know what to do with it, but something about it, I like a lot of elements of it. I don't know why it works for me. It just does. That's Lenoir with the French version of their single VHS, which stands for Vivement Hype Social. Social. Vivement Hype Social. How do you say? I don't know what the French pronunciation for social is, but I don't think social is right. That sounds more Spanish. Anyways, we're staying in Quebec. We're staying en français. Next up, we have Cédric Saint-Ange, a Montreal artist who released an album late last year called Et si j'étais à des années-lumière, which I believe translates to What if I was light years away? This song is called L'Astronaute. And it's quite beautiful, highly orchestrated, lush, very well recorded, very ambitious, reminds me a lot of the more grandiose early Patrick Watson music, cinematic orchestra, that kind of vibe. I hope you enjoy. The song is called L'Astronaute.
Thank you. Riding that Volvo, roughed it up with the glass tinted. Rain of scrimmage for a hot minute. Couple times got my dome dented. Had a Jordan T and some nice denim. Little sugar with some sliced lemon. Juicy juice from the jug. Had to hit the wick just to get some rice with it. That was prior to the night spent. Spitting real shit with the mic clipping. No stress, no debt. Switch a tuck while I switch a bar. That was all net, but they needed heat for the draw. So I got the car, now I'm on that. And I don't take it too serious. I'm just compensating over cognac. Send it out to the supermarket, dropping niggas' prices like a rollback. Been around a lot of young niggas, acting real quick to catch a toe tag. But I ain't had the time for all that. Had to elevate till I broke the stat. Stop.
docked up, then I hit the gas. I was whipping plans like a Machiavelli with a bad brain, squeezing ether from it till I pass out. Used to go and do the class thing, niggas chop it up and do the dash now. Feel like Adam with a handout, reaching for what niggas passed down. Turn Pablo with a tape deck, I was painting pictures with the past sounds of that Gemini, my energy. Half Sun Tzu tendency, other half meditation room. Need a Murakami at the centerpiece, but I don't do it for amenities. Nah, rolling, rolling till I get my peace. Yeah, yeah. Running in the loop, lost my edge when Dolo to regroup. So cold man, hand me the lighter to hit the fuse. There's so many people riding for me, how could I refuse? Like what it takes to elevate, it's nothing new. About 10k hours, said I needed in a few. Drop it all in the pursuit, get some traction with the crew, and trust the process was all that I could do. Cause it's a heavy fuel, got me marching with my slacks up. When in doubt, I had to pay check as a reminder in the pack tuck. Heard I had to cater just to catch clout, when in fact I had the sauce already, need to cook it to cash out. I'm worldwide with the music, could never play the rookie. Like where I'm at ain't the product of where that topic took me. See at the bench, it's never really drove. Niggas know that when I'm up to bat, it's out the park and then I get to booking. Soft shoulder, the grain that I'm overlooking. Process, steady piping up and knocking till I get my foot in. I hold fast when the wind change, and when it pass, chin up and get my shit straight. Yeah.
That was Sun Tzu by a New York City rapper named Chukwu. Bills himself as an alternative hip-hop artist. The album was called Process. And I enjoy that album for its very inventive beats, for a lot of interesting sampling going on in that record. That last song, Sun Tzu, is kind of a two-part tune, as I'm sure you noticed. Before that, we heard Cédric Saint-Ange with L'Astronaute, the grandiose and cinematic single from his album Et si j'étais à 12 années lumière, which translates to What if I was light years away? That album's a lovely piece of music. It is orchestral, cinematic, grandiose, lush, and I enjoy that kind of music, so if you do too, you know where to go. Okie doke, we are moving right along. We're going to Bellingham, Washington next, and I was in Bellingham, Washington not too long ago. I took a road trip down on the through the Washington Peninsula, slept on the beach. It was lovely, but I was pleased to discover that CITR's FM signal reaches Bellingham very well. It's crystal clear. The reception in Bellingham, Washington is better than it is east of Queen Elizabeth Park here in Vancouver. So, hey, there's probably some folks in Bellingham who have us set to one of their presets in their car stereo. And if you're listening right now from Bellingham, Washington, and that's you, this song is for you. It's for your hometown heroes. Band called Oh Rose, who released an excellent LP last summer called While My Father Sleeps. The song is called Easy.
Stay, stay. them? No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, who Musqueam must stay.
Music, waste, wants, you. Music, waste, wants, you.
Music Waste wants you.
Music Waste, Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival, wants you to join our brand new community council. We're looking for enthusiastic folks to give their input on everything from programming to the festival's long-term goals, and are explicitly encouraging applications from BIPOC, LGBT2SQIA+, and people with disabilities. Help shape the direction of Music Waste 2020. To apply, visit musicwaste.ca. Hurry. Applications close January 31st.
That's right. Music Waste wants you. And if you want Music Waste, then get in touch. Be a part of the festival. They need some fresh folks to help guide the future festivals into its new form or whatever. So get involved. And speaking of getting involved, as you've probably heard me say, and as you've heard if you've been listening to this station, we are in the midst of Shindig 2020. We have three shows down. We have one more round to go and then a grand finale. That's right. Next week, there are two shows happening at the Red Gate. Tuesday night is round four. And then Wednesday morning, bright and early, we will announce the four finalists of Shindig 2020 who will battle it out on Friday the 31st at Red Gate. The prize this year is a $2,500 recording grant from Fanta Records and a campus radio campaign courtesy of Mint Records. It's a pretty outstanding prize for an emerging band. It's a lot on the line, folks. So far, the shows have been excellent. They've been well attended, and everybody's had fun. So why not join in on the fun? You can do that next Tuesday night at Red Gate. Doors are at 7:30, covers $5, and of course no one will be turned away for lack of funds. Anyways, before the ad break, you heard Bellingham's Finest, O'Rose, with their song Easy from their album While My Father Sleeps. As I mentioned to everyone listening in Bellingham who get to enjoy crystal clear FM signal from CITR, I hope you were cruising, chucking a drive with the top down right now when you heard that. Although the weather's probably just as rainy there as it is here. Moving along, we're going to Regina, Saskatchewan, a band called Close Talker. Close Talker put out a most excellent record called How Do We Stay Here last summer. They were one of the first bands that I brought on to when I took over Noise Complaint, the performance and interview show that I host for the music department here. And what's cool about Close Talker is they're an excellent band, but they also did this really interesting sort of immersive audio tour. They somehow got their hands on some fancy schmancy state-of-the-art mixer, and they did a run of shows across the country in small rooms wearing headphones and doing like 3D binaural immersive sound mixing. I got to go to the Vancouver installment of the show. It was pretty interesting. I had mixed feelings about the experience, but the band was excellent, and the immersive mixing was cool. It was cool to have it mixed in real time with near zero latency and for the sound engineer to be able to mix it in three dimensions, not just left and right, but front and back and up and down. Although I did miss the feeling of standing, it was a seated show, like standing in a room with a group of people and feeling the sound hit me and move through my body, and sort of feeling like I was part of this group that was experiencing something together. I did find the headphones kind of made me feel like I was sort of having my own experience as opposed to having a collective experience. Anyways, that's just my personal take. I will say that the folks that caught my show gave it a standing ovation, and it was very well received. And it was a very ambitious project of the band to do, and I think they've had great success. I know that they recently put out a live in Regina album of them performing this record, and it is an outstanding record, one of my favorites from last year. So we are going to hear track 2, a song called Wait, from How Do We Stay Here.
Wait.
Okay, that's it. Show's over, folks. That last tune was Wait by Close Talker from their outstanding record, How Do We Stay Here. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Thanks for listening to CITR, broadcasting live, as always, from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia, 101.9 FM, and streaming always from our website, citr.ca. Just look in the top left corner for the button. This was Listening Party every Thursday at 3. I gotta go now, guys. I gotta go do more work. Work, work, work. The work never ends. Busy times here at CITR. One more reminder, we got two live bands coming in tomorrow to kick off the 24 hours of Student Power broadcast. They're taking over for 24 hours, folks. That's a long time to be on the radio. Got all kinds of crazy programming coming up for you. So make some popcorn. I don't know, it's the weekend. It's probably going to rain, so you don't need to go anywhere. Just make popcorn, sit in your living room, and listen to CITR. This is the 24 hours of Student Power. Anyways, those sessions are happening tomorrow at 4 and 5. And, of course, we got Shindig next week, Tuesday night, at the Red Gate, doors at 7:30. It is the final qualifying round before we announce our four finalists on Wednesday morning. And then we end it all. All of it's going to end on Friday the 31st at the end of the first month of the year 2020. Okay, that's enough talking. I'm done. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week at 3:00.